on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. We saw yesterday at the end that we have a split amongst the Tanaim of whether the Ola that the Yidden Bnei Israel offered in the Midbar at Har Sinai before Mount Torah, was it an Ola Sriya or was it an Ola Tamid, regular Ola Tamid? So we saw, let's go over that, Amar Abai, Veshamei, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shmuel, they all held Kulus V'Olehu, that the Ola Shikriba Yisrael Midbar was Ola Sriya Havai, and Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they all held Kulus V'Olehu, Ola Shikriba Yisrael Midbar was Ola Tamid Havai. And now we're going to go through all the Shitas and see where we see this, each one's Shita. So Beis Shamai, Hadamran. So that we already saw yesterday. Rabbi Ishmael, where do we see that he held that it was an Olas Riya from the following, the Sanya. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Klalos, Nemru B'Sinai. That the mitzvahs were given in a Klalostic way at Har Sinai. Upratos, and the details of them were given by Ohel Moed. Later on, when the Mishkan was put up, about like 9 months later. That's Shitas Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Klala Supratos, Nemro B'Sinai. They were both given at our Sinai. V'nishnu B'Ohel Moed, and they were repeated again at Ohel Moed. V'nishtalshu Barvas Moab, and were said a third time at Arvas Moab. So right at the beginning, the first time even, everything was given. The Klala and the Pratos were given already at our Sinai. So now we're going back. So now what's the raya from here? If you want to say that Shitas Rabbi Ishmael is that the Ola Shekribu Yisrael Amidbar was in fact Ola Tamid Havaya and not Ola Sriya, this is a little bit difficult. We'll see in the end that it doesn't have to be like this. But it's a little difficult. Why? Because Mi'ika Midi Dimikara Lo Bai Hefshet Minituach Vilevetzof Bai Hefshet Minituach. So it's a little bit difficult to say that the Ready Gohar before Har Sinai, they were doing this Olas Tamid, and again, according to Rabbi Ishmael, all the details weren't given, meaning they weren't doing it 100% properly. They were, for example, not doing Hefshet Mituach, skinning the animal and cutting it into pieces, which is part of the Ola to do. So it's very difficult to say that Hashem gave him a commandment to for Doros, you know, Olas Tamid or something, you have to for Doros, and says, okay, here's what you do, and he only gave it generally, they weren't doing it right, you know, 100%, and then only later, 9 months later, at the Mishkan, then they got the details, and then they started doing it right. A mitzvah that is with Doros, that's Kavua every day, you know, Karban Tami, it's difficult to say they were doing it, you know, incorrectly for, you know, not the real way, just for like 9 months, and then they started doing it correctly. It was very difficult. So therefore, it's Lefi Rabbi Shmuel who holds, in fact, they were only given the Kalistic of things. It's Mestaber that he held that therefore that the Ola was not the Ola's Tamid, but it was just the Ola's Riya. Okay, that's the Rashi. I'm sorry? No. Because this wasn't the Olas Riya we said as when you bring on a chag, it's either it was just an Ola they bought from this other own thing before Matan Torah.
I think that was before.
What?
I think that was before they got any of the
call.
Any, they didn't have the
Olas yet. Okay, let's see Rashi for a second. Okay, Klalos Nemru V'Sinai. Okay, so we have Olas before that. We had the Midbar. Can I know the Doros? Okay, so Olas Tamid Havai Choves Kol Yom V'Yom. But look at Sinan Mina. Olas Riya Havai Al Shem V'Yechazu Es Elokim from that pasuk. So Klalos Nemru V'Sinai. Harbei Dvarim Nemru. Astumim b'Sinai, shelo nisparshu kol tzorchan. They weren't given all the details yet. Upirshu lo lachar shu kama mishkan. Only told later by Ohel Moed. Sharei lo nisparshu sham hilchas avoda kecholat tzarich. They weren't given all the details of the avoda properly. Ela mizbeach adamat haseli. That's all they were told. Vezavachta la vesolasecha vesvamecha, without the details. Velo pireish matan demehem ifshitan v'nituchan, all these sprinkling the blood and skinning it and cutting it up into pieces. Of the Olaf Vakra of Zimei and Shoshlami, those details were not told. The next page, Rashi, Upratos Be'ol Moed, Yishu Kamei Mishkan, only later on, when the Mishkan was put up, Yidi Beri Mo, Me'ala Kaporet, it should be, Sham Piresh Lo Akasuf, there he was, Moshe was given the details, the explanations of what was said. Kedichsiva says, V'ikra'al Moshe, V'idaber Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed, Le'mor, Uvesefer Torat Kohanim Dehainu Veikra Nisparshu Kol Halachos Kol Hilchos Korban Vechen Dvarim Harbe Venishnu. Whereas, okay, that was the Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Kiva said that they were both told before, and then they were just repeated. Venishnu Pam Sheinis Vechol Mash Neimar Kan is said over again. Chazara Vafu Pishalu Nichtavu. Right, seems like before.
The pasuk itself was talking about that it happened before. It says, "Ma'ashu b'nei adibur."
Right.
But this is talking about b'shas adibur.
Rashi, let's continue. V'nishdashu barbas Moav. It was said again at Arbas Moav, Mipi Moshe, Lisrael, Shneemar, Bevar Yarden, Beres Moav, Hoyel Moshe, Beres Atorah, Vekule. Vizal Kadagtach Olas Sinai, Olas Tamid Havai, Vechoval Hadorat, Mipi Agvura, that it's Chova forever from Hashem, so Mika Midi, Vekule, Elevadai, Olas Ria Havai, Umealeim he kruvim. See what I was saying? They did it from themselves. Me all three, which they just said themselves without a command. Okay, so that was Shita is Rabbi Ishmael. Next we move on. Rabbi Elazar. We also find the same thing. His Shita that it was the Ola that was offered was Ola's Ria. Where do we find that? The Tanya says in the Brisa, Olas Tamid Hasiyah Har Sinai. The pasuk said by the Korban Tami, and Rabbi Elazar learns that to mean the coming out of the pasuk is Maaseh Nemru B'Sinai V'Hi Atzma Lo Karva. So it was just the Ma'asim were just said at Har Sinai, but it was actually not the Korban Tami was not offered until the time of the Mishkan. So therefore, here we have the Shita. Therefore, when there was an Ola at Har Sinai, it has to be that it was not the Ola's Tami, because they didn't offer that yet. And therefore, it must be an Ola's Riya. Rabbi Kiva, though, over there argues, and this is going to be the one. Rabbi Kiva was in the list that held with sort of like Beit Hillel that it's the Ola's Tami. So this is going to be the source for him also at the same time. So we'll see. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, the pasuk to be understood like this, that it itself is karva v'shuv lo paska. It was offered at Har Sinai and it continued to be offered forever. Elamani mekayem, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Kiva, that it was an olas tami and it was offered nonstop after that. So what about the pasuk which seems to say not that way? The Navi said elamani mekayem hazvachim amincha hayigashtem but liba midbar bim shana beis Yisrael. Like it's Mia, he says, what? They never offered in the midbar the zvachim and mincha. There was no there were no korbanos like this in the midbar. So here we see that there were no korbanos. How can you say that there was korban tamid and it never stopped? We see that there were no it didn't exist in the midbar. The Bryce answers no. Shiftel shalevi shelo avdu avodah zara heini krivu. So this is why didn't they offer? They didn't offer because of they were nezufim because of the chetah ego, and therefore the Navi said that they didn't offer the sacrifices because of the chetah ego. So now we're saying the Bnei Yisrael didn't offer it, but Shif Shalevi did it that didn't do avodah zara, so they were allowed to offer it, and Hini Kribu Otan, and they did the Otan from their own their own money, whatever they did it, the Tzibur didn't bring, they brought from themselves. Okay. Rashi. Mi kamida v'hi atzma lo karva v'olaf shekivu b'choras. Therefore, must be all the three of them. Umani mekayem azachim u'mincha gigashtol nivamidbar lashon tema umashma shaloi kivu lefish nizufi mayu because of the chadegel that they didn't offer. Shivto shalevi kivu mishalahem. They brought from themselves. Okay. So we finished there for the shita that the ola that was brought was ola Riyah. Now we're going to go to the shitas that the ola was ola's tamid. So Beit Hillel says the Gemara. Ron, we saw that yesterday. Hadam, we saw that yesterday. Yeah, of course, for Beit Hillel. Rabbi Akiva, now we just saw before. Ha Nami, Damran, we just saw before that they offered it in Shuv Lo Paska. So that's Rabbi Akiva. So now we just have one shita left to explain, and that is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how do we know that it was a Olas Tamid? From the following, the Sanya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Shlosh mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael balosam l'rego. They had three mitzvahs when they come aliyah l'rego. What are they? Riyah v'chagiga v'simcha. Yesh b'riyah shein b'shtehem. We have a chumrah by the riyah that we don't have by the other two. The Yesh b'chagiga shein b'shtehem. We have the chagiga that we don't have by the other two. And Yesh b'simcha shein b'shtehem. We have in simcha that we don't have the other two. And now we're going to say what they are. Yesh b'riyah. What does riyah have that the other two don't have? Chagiga and simcha. Shein b'shtehem. Shein b'shtehem. Watch a riyah ola kula agla gvoa. Because the riyah totally burns the korban ola. It's offered totally to Hashem. Mashain came b'shtehem with the chagiga and the simcha since they're korban shlamim, so they're also eaten by the people. Okay, yesh b'chagiga mashain b'shtehem. This is now what we are. Okay, yesh b'chagiga mashain b'shtehem. We have nechiga that we don't have by the ria and by the simcha, and that is that chagiga yesh na lifnei adibur. Here it is. We have the chagiga. It was before the dibur. They brought it, whereas Masha'in came b'shtehem, whereas here's Riya and Simcha was not brought before the Dibur. So here we have the fair Shitas Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the Riya was not brought before, and therefore the Ola they must have brought must have been Korban Tamid. And then we finish the Brisa, so Yesh b'Simcha Masha'in b'shtehem. We have the simcha, korban simcha, is that we don't have by the other two by the oldest riyah and the chagiga. That the simcha is noheg es banashim uva nashim. It's noheg also with women. Mashein b'shtehem. Whereas the other two are since the mitzvah asay shizman grama is not shaykh with women. The riyah, no ola riyah, no. Okay, see Rashi now. Simcha. The afheim shalmi simcha, that's the shalmi simcha. Im ein lo basar shlamim shal neder v'nedavash, that they've called a shana. If a person made a neder v'nedavash, then he would bring anyways the shlami, but let's say he didn't have meat from that. Shemivin v'regel v'lo meister behema, he doesn't have, let's say he didn't have meister behema, so he has no real meat to eat. So therefore, mevi shlamim mishalo, therefore he brings his own shlamim. Oh, mimaus meiser sheni for the money of that, and he purchases it. Shelo liot lo basar meiser sheni shelo liot lo basar lesova, that he can have meat to eat to fill himself up. Shein simcha zachag ela bebasar, he'll have meat for the chag. Shechagiga yeshna, we said lifnei adibur, and what chagiga do we have lifnei adibur? That's on tan shlamim shekrivu abechoras that the bechoras offer. Afalpi shelo beregel hikrivu, even though it's not the chagiga that we're used to, you know, the shalmei chagiga of the chag, but it's still called chagiga nikru. Why? Shebehem niskayem v'yachogu li b'midbar. They said he wants, after they left Egypt, they want to go out to the midbar and v'yachogu li b'midbar, lashon chag. Shenemar lehem b'mitzrayim, and therefore what they offered there in the midbar was like also a type of chagiga. A simcha, we says noheget b'nashim, d'ksiv v'samachta ta'u b'isecha, b'isecha is the nashim. Mashayin kein b'shtehem, the mitzvahs asay, shazman gramahein, and is v'akasuv lo ribe otan, that they, for any reason that they would bring it, and therefore, they're pater. Okay, next, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yishmael, that we said earlier, Rabbi Yishmael, we said, which is the earlier opinion that it was the Ola Sriya. So now Gemara is not happy with that, that we put Rabbi Shmuel in that category. Rabbi Shmuel, my time kamo kemes b'lak e Beit Shammah. Because that first category, those are the ones that followed, that went along with Beit Shammah. And we know halakha is like Beit Shammah, so why did Abaye, you know, stick Rabbi Shmuel in with Beit Shammah? So the answer is obvious. Well, because that's what he held. That's what, according to what he said. But we're going to show that you don't have, doesn't have to be the way we learn Rabbi Shmuel. So again, Rabbi Shmuel, my time of kamo kemes like Beit Shammah. Why do you want to put him into the category of Beit Shammah? That it was an Ola Sriya. Yisach HaDaisach, because of what we said, and that is Ola Shekibu Yisrael Bamidbar, Ola Tamid Haya, because if you want to say that it was Ola Tamid, that can't be, because me, Ika, Midi, Idemi, Kara, Lo, Bai, Hefshini, Tuach, Lo, So, Bai, Hefshini, Midi, Tuach, and that's the problem we had, right? If it was Ola Tamid, it's very difficult that, again, he said they were only given the general things before and the specifics later, so it's very difficult that they were given this general mitzvah without the details, for Doros that changed 9 months later, as we said before. That's why we said he, Luchor, has to be going like the Shita that it's Ola Sriya. But Gemara said, no, you don't have to say that. Because look, Vahar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar Ola Shekibu Yisrael Bamidbar was Ola Tami. And same thing, you could say over there, Mikara lo bai hefshini tuach, lo baso bai hefshini mituach. But Lamaisa, that didn't bother us. That bothered us. So Rabbi Yossi Glili held his Korban Tami, but still, it maybe initially didn't need him yet. Later it changed. You could have such a thing.
This, about any mitzvah, no? You only had the clothes, and then later on you get the patim, and the patim are different.
Okay, right here, but the somehow by the korban tami, which is like something which is, I don't know, kavua ledoros, and I don't know, and I don't even know all mitzvahs are ledoros. Okay, right here. The sanya the tesna bray. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Olashi Krivu Yisrael Bamidbar Ein Atuna Heshek Nituak. You see, he also holds. Like that, like Rabbi Yishmael would have held, right? That the one in a midbar, even though it was a tummy, but it was without hefshek v'nituach. If you shein hefshek v'nituach, ela mi'ol mo'ei ve'ela. So he also held like that, but lemaisa, he held that they did offer the korban tummy, and it was without hefshek v'nituach, and it came later. So we see yesh davar kaze, could be. So if that could be, we could say Rabbi Yishmael also held like that. It's not so shver. And therefore, Sami Mikan, Rabbi Shmuel. So in fact, you should erase Rabbi Shmuel from the shita that he says that he has to hold like Beit Shammai, because if not, he could hold that it's like Beit Hill, that it was a Korban Tami, and the fact that it changed, so it could change. Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, my time, Mukemis, little Beit Shak and Beit Shammai. Why do we want to put him into the category of Beit Shammai? You thought that of Chul. The lo garcina and amarlach v'achi perusha is the pshat. The baye part, we're asking on baye that he put him in that list. The amarleel the beit shammai v'rabbi shmuel etc. My time of mukemes v'rabbi shmuel the lo kehilkasa. Why did he want to put you v'rabbi shmuel in the list with rabbi with beit shammai, which is not talacha the beit shammai v'makom beit shammai v'leina mishnah mishum the shammat lei? Well, because that's what he said. Because what he said mishum the shammat lei that he that the amar that v'rabbi shmuel had said that pratas lo nimru b'sinai. The kashalach yisal kadaitach olas tamid havei nefer. You had it difficult because if you're going to say that olas tamid havei mi ikamidi v'chule mishum hachi lo havei lach mukumet beit shammai. That's why we had to stick it into the category. It was the category with beit shammai. So what? It's not love. That's not such a problem because the Rabbi Yossi Aglili the shammat lebehedya the amar leel olas tamid havei. We saw Rabbi Yossi Aglili beferish held that it was the korban tamid before. And not an Ola Sriya, was a Korban Tami. But Filo Haki, we also heard from him, Shamina the Ola Tami, the Leis Behefshe Mituach. He held that it was before, and it was without Hefshe Dimini Tuach. And yet, he still held that it was before. It changed later at Olamah. Okay, so it could be. So if it can be from him, so it could be also by Rabbi Shmuel. You don't have to put him in the category with Rabbi with Beit Shammai, and then Echanami, we take him out, and we put him back with Beit Hillel. Okay, back to the Gemara. By Rav Chista, He asked the following question. The pasuk that talks about these karbanas that they were makri v'sinai, it says, v'yishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael, this is the pasuk we're reading, according to you, we're going to deal with here. It says, v'yishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos, they brought olos, v'zvachush zvachim shlamim l'ashem parim. That's the pasuk. Now, says the Gemara, haikra hekiksiv. How are you supposed to read that pasuk? You can read that pasuk in two ways. You can split it up and say, v'yishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos, break, and therefore, what are these olos? There would be kfasim. And then the end of pasuk v'zuchuz v'chim shlamim l'ashem, that's parim. You could say that there's two different korbanos being mentioned over here. The first part is olos, which is kfasim, and then at the end v'chim, that's shlamim, v'chim shlamim, that's parim. You could read it like that. O dilmer, maybe not. Maybe you read it without a break. And when it says at the end parim is going in everything. It means the ola and the shlamim, everything was parim. O dilmer, ini v'ini parim. So first the Gemara says, "L'may nafkamin." Says, "What do I care? What do I care if at that ola that they offered then was kasim or was parim? What's the difference? What was? Not a korban l'doros or anything. Hey, the korban happened to bring there." So the Gemara says, "Marzutra amar the nafkamin would be l'pisuk tamin to know when you're reading the Torah the trop where to make what trop to use." Right, because if it's supposed to be a break in the middle of the pasuk, the two separate parts, then you would have a break type like a snachta or something in the middle, whereas it's all going, the parim at the end is going on everything, so you'd read it like more straight through, with tamim that are go straight through. That's one nafkamina. Ravacha breder Rava amar leomer harei alai ola ke'ola ka'ola sheikribu Yisrael b'midbar. So another, there is a nafkamina. Let's say somebody makes a neder that he wants to bring an ola like the ola that they offered in the midbar. So I got to know what that ola was. Was it kfasim or was it parim? So therefore I have to know. So my, what in fact is the, what is it? How do we understand it? Parim havu or kfasim havu? And take no answer. Okay, let's finish up the Rashi. Lepsuke tamim v'neginos has the truck. Im tomar shnei minim, if you're going to say there's two separate meanings, there's kfasim and then at the end is parim, tariqa taliso katam, shel v'yalu olos, v'esnachta. It has to end in the middle of the pasuk, v'yalu olos has to be like an esnachta, like a break. K'moshe anu karim, also like, well, that's l'mais, how we read it. O b'zakef katam, tam she mafsik ad hadibur mimashal acharav. It's separated from what comes after. V'im minachad, but if it's all one, and the parim goes and everything, ayat sarikha talit likorto, hiachad, like the pasuk in one. Misha'ar tamim, she'en masikin. So on the other time, there's not a break type of a tam. Could go on pashta or vi. So we said another nafkamina would be lomar merhari alai ola, grasinan velo grasinan komer. Nafkamina lomar hari alai ola, keota ola. Ma yavi, what should he bring? If he says, I want to bring an ola like they brought then, would he bring a parim or kfasim? And take it.